The Diocese of Westminster in England is one of the smallest dioceses in the country as regards geographical area, yet it's the largest in terms of Catholic population and priests. With a total of 214 parishes, it serves mainly the central and northwestern parts of London, plus the county of Hertfordshire to the north. Headed by Archbishop Vincent Nicholls, with two auxiliaries and semi-retired Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, the diocese is about to receive a new auxiliary bishop, appointed by Pope Benedict at the end of June. He's Father John Sherrington, a moral theologian from the Diocese of Nottingham, and his episcopal ordination will take place on September the 14th in Westminster Cathedral. I caught up with him during a flying visit to Rome to ask him about his feelings and about the challenges which lie ahead.
Tell us, first of all, what was your reaction when you first heard this news?
When I went to see the nuncio and he told me this news, I felt very humbled, very privileged to be asked by the Holy Father to take on this responsibility. At the same time, excited but daunted. Feeling apprehensive about the responsibility which was being entrusted to me.
It is a bit of a daunting task, isn't it? Westminster, one of the most high-profile dioceses perhaps in the country.
Yes, it is. I realised I'd need to rely on God's grace. I'm really quite a private person, but it's a very high-profile public role, so there'll be some change in getting used to that.
Tell us a little bit about your parish life in Nottingham. You've been up till now, haven't you?
The last few years I've been working at the Good Shepherd Parish in northern part of Nottingham. It's a large, vibrant parish with about 900 people attending Mass on Sundays. We've many young families, over 100 children come to our 10 o'clock Mass. And the people are very involved in the ministries, reaching out to others. We've two vibrant schools. And also we have responsibility for the local hospital, which is an acute hospital, as well as some responsibility for mental health care in mental health units.
Going there to Westminster, you'll be one of the auxiliaries. Do you have any particular ideas as to what sort of role you may be taking on, what particular areas of interest you'd like to be working in there?
Well, the Archbishop's asked me to take a particular interest in Hertfordshire, and to have oversight there to encourage the priests, to build up the parishes, to encourage the life of faith in Hertfordshire. He's also said that because of a background that I have in moral theology, he hopes that I'll be able to contribute to the work of the conference.
You're talking about building up the faith of the church. Many would see this as quite a difficult time to be doing that, a certain crisis of faith perhaps in England, in Ireland, of course, at the moment as well. You've had experience working there too, haven't you? How do you see this particular challenging time for the church?
I think that first of all, we have to build up trust again with people. The new safeguarding procedures all help that to happen. But by building trust, then we can continue to communicate the gospel. And in a sense, deep within people's hearts, there's a readiness to hear that. But we have to break through all those barriers that develop, that stop people hearing the gospel, clear out something, build up trust. And then I think the love of God will communicate itself to those people.
How much did the papal visit to Britain last year, do you think, help to achieve some of these goals that you're talking about, to rekindle, if you like, a certain interest in the gospel message and to perhaps build up a new sense of trust and confidence in people?
For me, it was wonderful to see the Pope in the midst of our politicians, meeting Her Majesty the Queen, meeting so many different people who had faith and didn't have faith. So I think that first of all built up trust again. People saw the Pope as a very human character, a fatherly figure. And that was immensely helpful because we'd received a lot of bad publicity before his visit. They saw a fatherly figure who was concerned for the good of people. That helped immensely to build up confidence again. And then with the high profile meetings, for me, there was a particularly moving moment when the Pope spoke in Westminster Hall, spoke to the nation, its politicians, its significant people, and emphasised the role of Christian faith. And that, I think, for me was a profoundly moving moment.
Where were you at the time? Were you in your own parish?
I was in my own parish at that time, so I watched a lot of it on television. About 30 of the parishioners went to Coughton Park, came back jubilantly rejoicing after that visit, but I wasn't able to go myself.
There's going to be a big celebration this coming September, isn't there? Looking back, if you like, over the year and the effects that the visit has had.
That's right. I'm looking forward to the celebration of the Mass in Westminster Cathedral on the 18th of September, because I will then have been ordained a bishop, and so I'll be able to join in and celebrate and remember that visit of a year ago.
My thanks there to Bishop-elect John Sherrington, whose episcopal ordination will take place on September the 14th in Westminster Cathedral.